Welcome to Winning on the Inside and Out. My name is Issa Teese, and I'm here to share with you the wisdom I have gleaned in over 30 years of powerful personal difficulties, successes, private coaching, and business development. Massive success in our outer world can only occur when we shift our inner world. Now is the time for us to shift from existing to thriving. Please visit our website at www.ourwealthbuildingsystem.com. Hi, everyone. This is Issa Teese, and it is so great to be with you today. I really appreciate all of you listening, and I appreciate all of you that were with me last time on the last podcast, which was actually our first, where we were speaking about winning on the inside out, because that's the name of this podcast. And what we really got into was really recognizing that who we are internally is directly related to what we experience in the outer world. And so if you haven't listened to that podcast, you may want to go back, and I gave you a little exercise to do about evaluating certain places where you are in your life, and it's a fun place to kind of take a viewpoint look at. So today we're going to speak about the secret key to lasting motivation. It's always a good idea to have a paper and pen available when listening to these calls, because I have a tendency to really give out a lot of information and things to do. And so if you're the kind of person who likes to review things, then get your paper and pen. If you prefer to just listen and get what you get, then you're good to go right now. So how many of you are ready for massive change in your life right here today? Well, you're in the right place. Generally, each one of these podcasts is going to cover an inner exercise and an action to go with it. So you're going to have a plan of how to implement what it is that I'm speaking. I'm all about giving information and then giving you a tool. I used to get so frustrated. I'd go to these great motivational speaker kind of people, and I'd hear all this rah-rah stuff. But what the heck? I never knew what to do when I got out of there. I felt good, and I was good for about, 20 minutes or maybe a day or two. But I never knew how to implement what it was that I was being taught. So one of the things that I've learned over the years is, gosh darn it, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to give you information, and I'm going to give you some practical tools so you know how to implement it into your life, because knowledge that flitters in and out of our head isn't all that valuable from my viewpoint. It's not only having the information, it's having the tools to implement the information. But here's the major key. The key is, what are you doing with the information? Even if you write it down, if you're not going to follow through with it, then, you'll get, maybe 5-10% of it. So if you really want to make the most out of these things, then take the moments to follow through and implement things that you learn into your life. That's how we make changes. And it's amazing how much easier it is to fall into the old patterns and just stay with the old routine, because it's too much trouble to make the changes, because change doesn't always happen instantaneously. We've heard the old adage, it takes 21 days to make a real change. Well, that number is whatever it is these days. I keep hearing new numbers. But the bottom line is that if you want to make a change, you're going to have to do repetitive action. It's just the way the mind is programmed. So get a grip and go for it. Just get yourself in the mode of, I am creating the new me. You'll probably hear me talk about this a lot, because as we come into these time frames of 2012 ending and all these different end of the year kinds of things going on, even perhaps the end of a major cycle in evolution, we are in a place where we're getting to choose again. The truth is, we can do this in every moment of every day, of every week. We don't have to wait until some big cycle's ending. We could choose again right here, right now. What if you did that? What if you decided that right here today, I'm going to create myself anew? So every time you hear one of these podcasts, you're going to be able to say to yourself, oh, here's another option for me to choose again, to do something different. So what we're going to do is we're going to kind of build on these calls. And as we're going to create a new infrastructure for you to win in your personal life as well as having incredible business success. And I don't care, you may be some highfalutin business successful person, but I promise you, you've got the same inner workings as everybody else on the planet. So no matter how successful you are, there's more for you. And no matter how little you feel you've accomplished, there's more for you. Get over yourself about thinking that you've reached the place, because the place is not reachable. It's a constant evolutionary process. We're always expanding. And when you apply the suggestions in this call and the others, then you're going to experience a personal mastery that will allow you to grow in every single area of your life. So how many of you know about the mirror effect? You know that mirror effect? Have you ever heard of that? It's where we all mirror each other, that people, you actually see things in other people that are actually going on inside of you. Nobody really wants to think that the mirror effect is true, because we see stuff in other people that we cannot believe for even a moment sometimes has anything to do with us. But I will tell you that it's true. And so when you are plugged in about something you see in someone else, just know that that's something that's going on with you that you are personally doing your best to make peace with. And we can talk about that on another podcast. But for now, just know that if you set your intention to be the mirror that will support interpersonal and material growth every day inside yourself, when you see others, you will be doing something magnificent that they will then be able to mirror back to themselves as well. That's kind of how we play the game. We see it in others, we mirror that. They see it in you, they mirror that. The idea here is mirror the things that you would really like to see replicated, because that's how we make our world work. So there's something about being in life, the purpose of life, that inner drive. It's called the why, the purpose, your reason. And the why that I speak about is the reason that you do anything. Whether you're aware of it or not, you have a conscious or a hidden agenda for everything. I mean, this is like a really great thing, because it's what the fuel to make us get up in the morning is. Now, a lot of times people think that they're just in a routine, in a rut, in a program of getting up, doing the same thing every day, day after day, and that's okay. But the truth is there's something underneath this. So when we realize this, we don't have to feel badly about realizing that we've got this, you know, this reason, and we realize that nobody's excluded from this. But what we do is we have an awareness so we can use it to move ourselves faster and more succinctly to where it is that we would like to go. So as humans, we make decisions in our business, our relationships, and actually our entire lives with a deep desire to get something. Now, for some of you, that would have already hit a trigger. Get something. Well, that means I'm selfish if I want something for myself. Well, baloney. You do want something for yourself. We all want something for ourselves. We are selfishly driven. It's not a bad thing. We can all go out and do our part as Mother Teresa, absolutely. And the truth is, in a core level, that's who we really are. But right now, we've got to make peace with the pieces that are really here, and we've got to know ourselves. These calls are about knowing yourself, because when you know yourself, you will know why or why not things are working the way things are in your life. So at the core level, we're really trying to get away from the pain or the discomfort. And we're trying to move ourselves towards something that feels better or pleasurable. So if you thought you were listening to these podcasts because it was just all about business, well, I can tell you, and I'm going to repeat this, that this is all about business. It's about your personal business, and it's about your financial business. It's about your relationships. It's about every area of your life, because nothing is excluded. It's all intertwined together. We're one big web of beingness here. So this is a starting point. So hang in there and you're going to see what I mean. So what I'm speaking about here is something that could absolutely change everything for you. And what if it could send you into exceptional success? What if success was about being able to communicate better? What if it was about having more money than you could ever spend or give away? What if it was about improving your health? What if it was about being with people and really loving being with whom it is that you were with? Well, all of this means exactly that. Because you have the ability inside of you, and you can have these things if you have the tools and if you're willing to follow through. See, we find things in our outer world that we think are going to take away our pain or our discomfort. And what we do is we strive towards that. We call these goals. these goals are avenues that will send us towards getting away from what it is that we don't feel complete within about. And now there's another layer to this. We also have an inner drive to expand, to become more than we've ever been. This is called evolution. The trick to this is sometimes we don't know how to do what it takes to get the results to match the desire we have. In fact, this is a really big thing that occurs for people, is that I've got this big vision. I don't know how to get there. And the logical mind tries to come up with all these ways, and then that self-talk gets in and says, well, you can't do that. That's ridiculous. You don't have the education. You don't have the experience. You don't have the money. You don't have enough time. And on and on and on goes that self-talk. And then we just say, okay, I'm just going to experience this moment and go from moment to moment, and I'm going to exist, and then I'm going to die. Well, get over that, because that's not what it is that life is about. These results demand a connection within and a feeling that drives you in the moments that you feel like it's hard, or if you want to give up or even quit. You've got to have something that drives you. Lasting motivation means that you've got something that you want so badly that you will do whatever it takes to get that. And you do have that inside of you, although you may not know it just yet. A why is especially powerful when you feel like you've ended all other options and you know you must do this. It's like you don't have anything else that you can turn towards. You know, you feel internally that there's nothing and no one that's going to ever keep you from this desire. It's a really, really powerful place. There's a gripping drive inside of you. It's what keeps you going and realizing in your heart of hearts that you know that you really must go on, even when you don't feel like getting up another day, or when you don't feel like making one more sales call, or you don't feel like calling your mother-in-law or dealing with your kid's drug problem. It's what really, really sends you to the next moment. Some people have told me they don't really have a real why. They don't have any reason for doing what they do. They're just walking around numb, surviving like a robot. There's a lot of people actually like that. And sometimes we've not even given ourselves the possibility of thinking big or thinking that there's something more than what we have right here, or recognizing that we have something in our heart. That we do, sometimes we have to just work at uncovering that. We've got to even entertain the possibility that, wow, what would happen if I thought outside this particular thought? What would happen if I was like a little bigger, a little more macro than I have been? What would I do if I had more money that I could spend or give away? How would I live my life if I wasn't owned by time? How would I live my life if I didn't feel indebted to everything and everyone? What would I really be like if I just sensed freedom in every single fiber of my being? Start asking yourself those questions. Start really contemplating. Because if you don't get to what it is that's bigger than your routine of day-to-day living, then you are never going to really make a difference in your life, and you're going to end up being on your deathbed going, dang it, I wish I'd done that different. This is not about having regrets. This is about living life to its fullest. This is about discovering who you are and expanding yourself. And there is a why inside of you. There is a reason. I mentioned on the first call that I did here on the podcast that our why is that Raphael and I are really committed to creating a free world tour where we can go around and teach people for free all of these concepts and have people wake up to what's possible for them, to really find that winning ingredient inside of themselves, to find those attributes of self that make people really want to get up with a smile and a passion and reach out and help others. Because in our core, we really want to help each other. That's what's really in our heart. But you know what? It's really hard to do that when you feel like you can't even help yourself. How good are you with helping others when you can't put food on your table or you're struggling all the time? That's why we have to work on the inside so the outer part works. Remember, winning on the inside and the out has to do everything with how you're winning on the inside and who you are and how you develop yourself. So your outer world, your business, your relationships, your health, and reinventing yourself to be the person that you'd really like to be shows up in the material world. That's the way it works here. So take a moment and do a little introspection and write your why down. What are you going to do when you wake up every morning and you've got everything you could possibly hope or dream for? What drives you to get to that point? It might be as simple right now as, I just want to be debt-free. God, I'm so tired of struggling with money. If that is it, then you use that and you rev that up with every fiber of your being. Perhaps it's that you want to give your kids something that you never had. I want my kids to go to the best schools. I want them to be able to travel. I want them to have things that they've never had the opportunity to even think about. And perhaps that is the fuel that will drive you. Perhaps it's something that you feel lonely and empty and disconnected inside, and what you really want is a connection to who you really are. And there's a yearning and an emptiness and a separation internally, and you're aware of that. And maybe it's not so attached to the material world. Maybe it's just a sense of peace. That sense that you feel the love inside of you. Because when you feel that inside of you, then that's what you will emit to the others in this world, on this planet, in your life. It's that place that when you have that drive, then everything will lead you towards acquiring that. And let me give you a little hint here. When you're going to what it is that you're really committed to, it's not always so easy necessarily. I know that it can be, and for some it is, but in my personal experience, let me tell you, it hasn't always been that way. And for many, many people that I know, it has not been that way. We have had to, using the term, fail forward over and over again. We try, we try, we try, we fail, we fail, we fail. We don't feel we're succeeding. We don't do it right. We don't do it good enough. All these things goes on. But what is your option, people? Keep going. Never, ever give up. And you use your why to fuel you. Because when you have this fuel running your engine, you will never stop until you achieve your personal mission, no matter what that mission is. And by the way, that mission, that why, will change over time, most likely. But for now, find the one that's going to get you up on your feet and going like a wild woman, like a wild man, towards what it is that you are committed to. This is a most critical code of success. Because with it, you're going to power through any storm that comes your way. And you won't let anything or anyone get in your way of that. The why is your fuel. It is the power. It is what's going to get you through no matter what is in your face. Think about the women that have lifted up that semi-truck when their child was caught under the wheel. There was nothing and no one that would keep them from finding the superpower to drive them. Nothing. This is in you. This same kind of idea, this same kind of energy. If you cannot find it yet, then go inside and contemplate what's important to you and why you have joined this call and joined in life. Dream bigger than you ever have before, and remember the only limitation to your wildest dreams are the ones you make up in that precious mind of yours. Make this an awesome, awesome, masterful day. And for more information on this work and things that we do, please go to www.ourwealthbuildingsystem.com, www.ourwealthbuildingsystem.com. Remember, your dreams create your reality. Dream bigger than you ever have before. See you next time.